Thank you for holding. Is this Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Happy Tuesday to you so far.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Lulu. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions about how the listing on Google works or what we'll be able to do for your company?
Well, no, I guess I'm trying to figure out, I guess where pricing goes first, because I know just putting my name on Google is free, because I've done it before with my other business.
Yeah.
But, to, you know, go on, you know, be on the front page or whatever it is supposed to be when they pull it, type in a name, that
right.
Sounds good.
That's what we do.
What it would take for cost.
Yeah. So that's a good observation. So creating your Google business page is 100% free. You could always go create that. You could always pin verify yourself. But running an ad or having the optimization to be on the first page is where the guys are making the money, right? That actually takes a Google partner in order to do that. So you could either sign up with Google directly to run the ads, or you can have a Google partner host the ads or host the Google Places placement for you. But also you have to have the availability in your industry and in your area in order to do that. The guys that are up there now, like Diamond Cut Lawn Maintenance and Steve and Stevens Lawn Care Services, they've been there a while. You know, they have an established reputation. So, you know, we could get you up there. We could level the playing field, so to speak, but you'd still be kind of missing the reviews and the background starting out, right? We have to help you build that up and get your website up and running and everything else. So these guys, on average, they're paying about $4.99 per month. They're covering about a 50-mile radius. I can put you on the same package for $2.99 month to month. So you'd be looking at about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis, no long-term contract or anything like that. That'll get the first page placement for up to 15 different keyword terms or services. We'll knock out the .com website for you, and then we'll do our popular directory submission as well. So that way you have the Bing local listing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Amazon Alexa voice search, all the additional online directories. That way we become like a one-stop shop for everything online. You don't have to go have like a website guy and a Google guy and a Bing guy. We'll handle the company's online marketing aspects outside of just the Google first page placement.
And you said, so it's basically $300 a month?
Yeah, it'd be $2.99 exactly on a month-to-month basis. And then it does come with tracking. So we can tangibly show you each month, you know, we sit down and say, hey, this is how many leads, clicks, calls that we've gotten, and these are the ones that turns into jobs, things like that. So that way you have transparency on, hey, this is what I'm spending, but this is what I'm making.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm just trying to figure it out right now because I just paid Angie's List to do some stuff too.
How do you like that service so far?
It's okay. It's middle. Yeah, like it's, I don't know. Some of the leads I've called, like it went straight to voicemail and didn't even voicemail, just like denied the call. Like there was no, like they blocked it. And then one of them said he wasn't even interested, so, and I'm, you know, paying for the lead.
I sent you a link. This just came out, like, last month. It's in your text messages, but Angie's List and Home Advisor are the same company, and the FTC is, like, on the verge of shutting them down for exactly what you just explained. That's kind of why I was asking how it was going. What they used to do is they'd put themselves on Google. Obviously, that's going to become a non-thing as well because of this FTC stuff that just came out recently. But you'll find Angie and Home Advisor on that first page of Google for lawn services at the moment. And what they do is they resell the lead to like five or six guys at a time. Obviously, one of you is only going to get the job. You're not all going to get the job.
And they're taking them from everybody.
Right, exactly. So the Federal Trade Commission's caught on to that. They understand that they're cheating our country's entrepreneurs. And, you know, I'm imagining they'll be shut down again because they got shut down before. They used to be called Service Magic back in 2010. And then they caught on to what they were doing. They shut them down and they rebranded and came back and said they weren't doing that anymore, that they were only charging the person that actually landed the job. But come to find out that they just started all over again doing the same stuff. So if you could do anything with that, then I know you'll do great with the first page placement. We're not selling you leads or getting in between you and your customers. We don't even have them contact us at all. We just put you up there as a top recommended option for the people who are looking for the services you provide already. We give them your name, address, phone number, link to the website, you know, and we have them call you directly. We don't want your calls.
Is there a way, because I'm not looking to fork out $300 right now, because I'm barely making that right now.
Right.
So is there a way that you guys, like, I could pay you to help me set up my Google account and get it going, and then if I start building clientele, obviously I want to go with you guys if you're going to throw me on. I know you don't work with competitors, so if somebody else goes, then I won't, but I'm just trying to figure out
how affordable we can make it.
Yeah.
So if you want to focus just on the Google Places placement, and, well, I can do everything that we went over, but I could put you on, like, a promotional rate. You said your company's 2 years old?
Yeah, well, yes, it is, but I'm from Orlando, and I moved to Spring Hill, so I'm, like, restarting my
school. Everything's new. Yeah, so you really need that, though. That'll help a lot with the branding, people seeing your name for the services. I could do it at $199 month to month, and that's just me pulling all the triggers, if that gets your foot in the door. And then I know moving forward, you know, you won't have any problem affording it. It's a write-off for the business. It's considered a business expense, and obviously the customers that it's bringing in from you being up there. But, you know, the most important thing is getting your foot in the door the initial time and us having the availability. It's not every day we could put you up there. You know, there's a lot of guys that they try to get up there. You know, they try to do SEO and things like that. But it's, you know, you could be the best programmer in the world. If there's not availability, there's not availability.
That's true.
Yeah.
So 200. And that gets me. So what do I need to give to you to get me up there? So like, other than the money, what are you going to ask for to put?
Yeah, I mean, I would need like a logo if you have it, any photos of like before and after shots that you might have of work that you've done in the past to help us develop your site. I would need a client interview with you, so that way we're representing you properly, listing you for the right services and in the right areas too, because it's geo-targeted. And then a PIN verification call. So the PIN verification is just like a postcard Google sends to you in the mail.
Yeah, that's what they did for my other business. They had to send it, and it took like weeks.
Yeah. Well, we get it expressed because once they know you're running an ad, they do it a little differently. If you're just somebody that's trying to PIN verify, they just, okay, you know, you're lollygagging, you're PIN verifying yourself for no real reason.
Yeah. So I do have a question. So if I go and say, hey, look, I'll throw down the 200, we get in there, I feel like I'm not making it, and I say, hey, you know what, at the end of this month, I'm going to have to cancel. How does that work? Does that mean you guys just wipe me off of Google, or will I keep my Google account?
Yeah, we stop paying. No. We don't maliciously attack your business. So you'll still have your Google account and all your reviews. For people who are looking up your business name, you'll just notice that once we stop doing the optimization, you'll stop being a top option for the services that you offer. So people who are looking you up will still see your Google business page. They'll still see all your reviews and things like that. But obviously you won't show for the services that you provide. That's why they pay every month, is because we actually have to do the programming and update the listing based on Google's algorithm in order to keep you up there. Mm-hmm.
No, that's cool. No, I understand. I actually went to school for programming for a little bit. But I just wanted to make sure that, like, if I'm paying for the service, if it's like, you know, I just wanted to make sure that you guys weren't going to be like, oh, well, you're not paying the monthly, so we're going to just remove you from Google. Like,
no. Yeah, no, okay. We don't maliciously attack any business. We try to leave you guys in better position than we find you.
Okay. And then, so you're going to be the one that would set up my webpage too?
No, so we have a graphic designer that does that. We actually have five of them that, you know, they sit in that department, but part of your client interview is, you know, they'll pick your brain on the site. So you're going to have a different client interview technician and a different graphic designer. I would be the account lead. So, like, if you wanted something done quickly or you wanted to make a change or you had a question, comment, concern, you know, you'd still be able to contact me throughout your campaign. But there are going to be – there's an account management team that helps me with the fulfillment.
Okay, and how fast? So if I were to say, okay, let's do it, I give you my card, it'd be, I'd have to get my card right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I pay once it's up?
No, it's paid up front in order to secure the listing and close out that category for that service area.
Okay. So when I do that, am I considered my month starts that minute, or does it start once it's up?
Yeah, no, it starts right away because we start working right away, unfortunately, yeah. So month two is going to be more profitable for you, Chris, than month one, because you have to go through that setup process in the first month. You won't have to go through that setup process again. But to be honest with you, you're coming right into the peak time of the year. So, I mean, these next couple months can really change the outlook of your business moving forward for, you know, as long as you're in this area.
What would it be, how long would it take roughly to get it set up? Like if I, when I take
To be honest with you, I see guys up there in 5 to 7 days, but Google tells us that we have to quote you 10 to 14.
Okay.
So half the month, basically. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. I mean, we start working on everything as far as customizing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they want us to tell you that because it's like, hey, if we get you up there sooner, then there's no complaints, you know? We don't want to mislead you in order to get your business. Like, hey, you're going to be up there tomorrow, you know, because then all of a sudden you're calling tomorrow going, hey, give me my money back. What the heck's going on? You know, you know. So if we tell you 10 to 14 and we get you up there in 5 to 7, you're a happy camper. If we tell you 5 to 7 and it takes 10 to 14, now, you know, it's a whole other issue. So they've gotten honest about that and being very, very transparent with you guys. And a lot of it, to be honest, is the PIN verification. You know, we say 3 to 5 to receive the PIN verification. Sometimes it's 5 to 7. It really just depends because all those PIN verifications get sent out from California. They all come from Mountain View.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they actually come from the Google headquarters, those PIN verifications.
Okay. What's today, Tuesday? Today's actually a good day anyway because it's going to start me off on the weekend. Okay. And what's the name of the company again?
Are Local Splash? Here, let me send you... I only sent you the FTC link. Here, let me give you this so you can see everything. Sorry about that. I thought you had it.
Nah, that's cool.
There you go. Yeah, Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner. Been in business since 2004. So we have an extensive track record doing this. There's about 1,000, maybe 2,000 reviews online, but we've worked with over 10,000 clients.
Yeah. So you're a partner with Google. So
yeah, we're a premier partner.
Said that when the lady said that you will not work with my competitors.
Mm-hmm.
That's because guys, Google has, I guess, a bunch of you guys.
Google has three premier partners, and each premier partner is only able to solicit one slot per industry, per area, in the Google Places category. Sounds kind of complex, but they do it for a reason. So that me personally, I'm not going to be working with any of your competitors, or our company in general is not going to be working with any of your competitors in your area. We're committed to you and making sure that you're as successful as possible. So your competitor can't call and say, hey, you know, I want to solicit that spot that Chris has. He says he's paying you guys $199. I'll pay you $500. You know?
Yeah.
We can't do that. It's not about the cost. It's about the availability. And once somebody already solicits a spot, we don't take that away from them. You know, it's up to them to continue to do it each month unless you start generating, like, really, really, really bad reviews. So there was, like, a couple times during the pandemic I had to actually just tell people to keep their money. We were going to go a different way. And it was mostly because of just mass stuff that people were like, yeah. So, you know, as long as you're taking care of people, you know, we don't want to be recommending you to the community and then you know, they're all of a sudden my car keys are missing. You know, kind of like, thing. Oh, that's actually a reason why we don't work with locksmiths anymore. Google, like, forbid that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they run.
Yeah, I watched the documentary on it. They were how they were, like, people would say one price and then they'd get there and charge a whole nother price.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, it's not just that. But, I mean, they peek into your house or your car, and then they know how to get into your house and your car. It's just weird.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so for the 200, basically, what do I get?
I'm going to put you on this platinum package. The only thing I removed from that platinum package in there is the Facebook ads. So you won't have, like, a business Facebook page with ads, which is fine. I mean, like I said, the money maker is the Google placement, and that's what you really want to focus on, is getting your foot in the door on that. If down the line you want to add the Facebook ads or the Google ads or any of the additional products and features that are in that Platinum Premier, you know, we could cross that bridge when we get there. But basically, I have you on wholesale price.
What do you mean by Facebook ads?
Yeah, so we're in the process of becoming a Meta partner, actually. So Meta, previously known as Facebook, is really changing the way that they're doing things. Yeah. So it's like a business ad on Facebook. It's kind of cool.
Yeah,
it's like a mailer. So if you ever catch, like, I mean, if Facebook ever catches people
looking
for land.
At them right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
The thing is Facebook's really big. That's how I've been doing all of our business, is through Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, you know, it's effective, but compared to Google, it's minuscule. I mean, the Google listing will bring in 10 times what you see off of Facebook. Far more people are looking for a landscaper or a lawn care services on Google than Facebook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, to pay, what would I have to pay to have the Facebook ad?
Well, that was the quote I gave you earlier, which was the $299 pricing structure.
The $300.
Yeah, that would be the minimum. But still, that's a platinum bundle. I mean, that platinum bundle, you know, it's usually double that cost with all the products and features. I'm getting you
as
full sale as possible.
Okay. And then, so it would be the $200 monthly.
$199.
Right?
Yep. And then I waived your setup fee for you, too.
You're prepared to remember. But, okay, so, and then, I see it says a setup fee. Is that?
Oh, yeah. I waived it.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then I guess what else do I need to know? I'm just trying to figure it all out. tell you where I'm, right?
What was that?
You guys know I'm in Spring Hill.
Yeah.
Hernando.
Yeah. The 12,000 Caradale Avenue?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got you. They're going to send that pin there. So you're going to get a postcard there. You don't have to have it displayed. It's optional if you want to have your address displayed or hidden, but they will send that postcard regardless. There's no way around the verification process. You just have to go through.
Yeah, I'd prefer it hidden.
Okay, yeah, I could hide it for you, though. That's not a problem. It'll just say Spring Hill, Florida, 34608.
Okay. Cool. And then, I don't know. What else is there? So, what else, babe? I don't know. I guess why not?
I can create the profile for you. Yeah, if you're willing to give it a shot at the $199, I'll set you up right now. I'll just got to verify some information. Okay. No, is Chris short for anything? Christian?
Yes, Christopher.
Christopher? Okay.
Christopher.
Yeah. Okay, and what's your last name, Chris?
It's Kalinowski. It's Kalinowski.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'll send you everything in writing, as far as like an outline of the agreement and an invoice receipt. What's your business email address?
It is C K Lawn Care Cert. C K Lawn Care 2020@gmail.com.
Okay. And you'll see in the fine print, it says 2-month contract. That's a verbal contract. So it's paid out 1 month at a time. You don't have to, pay 2 months up front or anything like that. And it is fully cancelable at any time, but we're just asking you to commit to 2 months at point of sign up. So you don't really have to, but we're asking you to. Okay. And then I'm sure you'll be around a lot longer than that, but. Okay.
If my business starts booming, it's going to be good.
Yeah, usually smart business owners don't cancel on profit, but they just kind of do that because we want time to show you a good return on investment. We don't want you bailing out based off the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. You basically get half a month.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking to go build somebody a really nice site and get everything up and running and then for them to not renew. It's devastating. Okay. All right, I got your hours here. Are you still operating under these same hours, like 12 to 6 on Monday, 8 to 5 Tuesday through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday closed?
For right now, yeah.
Okay.
It's just because I don't have the business to work those days.
Gotcha. So we'll get you there.
I'm not cut 1 yard a day. I'd rather, like right now, because I'm stacking them all on Mondays and Tuesdays, or stack them on Tuesdays, I'm just trying to, because right now I have, I think 6, but I'm getting, clients that are calling me I'm coming every other week, but I'm getting random from Facebook,
have a job. Oh, awesome from Facebook.
So.
I got you. Are you working full-time, too? Is that why? Or no?
Working part-time he's a contractor.
Gotcha. Subcontracting. Okay. Well, I mean, we could always change those in the future. We'll start it out like this. I don't know if you have somebody that's going to help you with, answering some of these calls as they come in, but there is a tracking system that'll pipeline them. So if you do miss the calls, you can go back at the end of the day and it'll tell you what service or keyword they looked up, the zip code that they searched from, and then you can gather their number and actually follow up with them. So that's really convenient.
So you're taking my information off of Angie's List.
We're not taking your information off of Angie's List, but I did pull that up when I looked up your business name. So if I just Google your name, that what pops up is a Home Advisor listing, actually. It's not even the Angie's List.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, but you're only signed up for Angie's, right? So I think they share. Yeah, I think they share the information. Hopefully they don't share the leads. Imagine if you buy the lead and it's sold on Home Advisor and sold on Angie's List. That means 10 guys got it.
But they didn't get it from Angie's List because of the Home Advisor.
That might be it too, yeah. Because when I called one person, they're like, we're not even on the Angie's List. So it probably was from Home Advisor.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I hope they shut them down. I'm tired of hearing those stories. I had a roofing contractor I was working with over in Texas that they got him for $6,000. He tried to pause the leads he was saying, and then it automatically unpaused, and then he was an old guy, so he didn't really check his text messages very often. But roofing leads are $100 to $200 each. So they really
ran that's the problem with me too. Is they're charging me they said I can get charged up to $600 a month in leads. But for my first amount, they're giving me $300 worth of leads for free. So what I'm going to do is cancel with them and then just use the money for this. But because that doesn't make sense, that because the thing is, what they're doing is they're like, oh, well, we're going to charge you $35 for this lead. When they, at first they told me it could be anywhere between nine and roughly around 30 to 40 bucks. And then now almost every lead has been $30. And I don't, I'm, you know, I try to be fair with people because I know people are, you know, times are rough sometimes. So I'll go and charge somebody $35 to, you know, $40 for a lawn. And then Angelus just charged me $35. So I make $5 off of doing their lawn. And if it's
no, you don't, cut, because you got to pay for gas and everything else.
So, that's true. Nothing. Yeah, I didn't make anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But no.
Yeah, it's eating up all your profit. I mean, you shouldn't have to focus on that kind of work, though, moving forward. You guys will have a surplus of calls where you can cherry-pick through. Don't just go out. I mean, initially, I know you'll get excited about just getting calls, but try not to just jump on everything that, that calls you.
Yeah.
Well, your options
my,
out.
My fiancé is very good at turning things down.
Yeah.
We get those people that, like, walk up and ask you if you want to sign up for something. She's really good. No.
I do that with my boys, actually. It's kind of funny. And instead of saying no, I just say, ask your mom. Ask your mom. No. Yeah, she does. Yeah. Well, she tries to do that to me. And any time I come home, she goes, oh, he did this, this, and this. I'm like, what do you want me to do? She's like, spank him. I'm like, I'm not going to spank him. You spank him. Why are you making me the bad guy? Yeah. Well, tell him to go to his room. Take a TV away.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So I got your profile created, though, most of the way. I hid the address. Your company's not LLC or incorporated at all?
I'm waiting on Sunbiz. Yeah, it's been like 2.5 weeks. Sunbiz hasn't gotten back to me.
Oh, jeez.
So
okay, cool. I'm going to do this.
I paid for it to be LLC. With a sole proprietorship of me, but it's not, I don't know. Like, I have my EIN number, and I set up everything else, but I can't open up a bank account because Sunbiz hasn't taken the time to set me up.
Yeah, need that. So, here's the thing. I sent you my direct number and extension. I also sent over the email if you guys want to send in, like, photos and company logo. We could put your number on there so that way they know you're an LLC on your site and that, you know, it's just in the process. But once you get that call back from them confirming, then let me know and then I can go ahead and put it. But as of right now, we're just going to have to list it as Cal's Lawn Care Services.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then as far as, like, the primary line of contact, you can only have one for the clients to get a hold of you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. 407-247-3570. And then is there a secondary line of contact just in case I needed to get a hold of you?
I'll always answer my phone. Unless it's
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do ask you to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your clients. So. Okay. So let me go and update. And then I put the email address in there as well. If you guys can send in any logo that you have. If you don't have one, I can have a graphic designer sit down with you and help you develop a logo. And then
we have a logo. We went to FAFSA, and then they just emailed it to us, so I can email it to you.
Perfect. Yeah, send it to that email, and then also any, like, before and after shots that you might have just to help us get started on the portfolio on the website.
Okay. And that's, you text me all of that?
Yeah, you should have it there right now.
Photos. Okay, yeah, I see it.
Yep, so you have my direct number, and then you'll have the email address in there as well. Chris?
I'm here. Sorry.
Oh.
I was trying to figure out how to save the email.
Oh, the information.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. I just heard some like static in the background. I'm like, did they just like crash a car or something? Okay.
No.
So we do need to set up a client interview with you. The client interview, it sounds complicated, but it's pretty easy. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes. They'll sit down, they'll ask you some questions about the company, all the services that you offer. We want to know what you can and can't do out there. Also, the service area that you cover. We want to make sure we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go or rough part of town or anything like that. So they geo-target it and they customize it based on your specific services. And then, of course, get started on the site. So usually 20 to 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's a good time tomorrow where I can have a technician walk you through that?
What time are you guys open till?
Well, we're here from 10 a.m. Eastern Standard all the way up till 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. So 7 to 4 on the West Coast, 10 to 7.
Can we do it later today?
I can ask about this 4 to 5 o'clock. Let me see. We have one slot here. They usually allow up to 4 client interviews per hour. Let me ask. No, let me message Kyle back there and see what they're doing downstairs. That would be the only one for sure if they have
that's
it.
Fine, yeah.
Okay.
Today I'm doing my lawn. Tomorrow I'm supposed to work with that contractor guy, so I'd rather just get it done today instead of taking time tomorrow.
Okay.
And you guys have an app or something that I would be able to access stuff to?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
It's not an app because the information is just too much. for the app, they've tried to condense it a couple times, but we do have our own server that we developed. It's my.localsplash.com. I'll get you access to it here in a second, and then it comes with a YouTube video that shows you how to use it. But you'll have a username, password. You can log in there, and it'll give you real-time data on everything. So you'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, the service areas you're covering, how many clicks, calls, leads you've gotten from those areas. It's all in the form of a bar graph. Has like access to your billing section so you can start and stop at your own leisure. It's pretty convenient. You can request reviews in there. It'll tell you if you have missed calls in there. It'll gather the voicemails directly from the mobile platform. So if they use the click-to-call feature on the iPhones, Androids, and tablets, and they call you, it'll actually like save the recording in there. You can go in there and see what they were looking for and call them back. So it's going to be a pretty useful tool, moving forward.
So they won't get my phone number, though, right?
Your what? I'm sorry?
They won't have my – will they get my – will it show up my personal number?
Like it'll show your actual number. Yeah, it'll show your actual number. Unless you want me to hide it, I can use a Google Voice number.
No.
Okay.
No, I wanted – I just didn't know if it was going to go to, like, a
– No, it's – we don't intercept
the calls.
That's how
it is with Angie's List, I feel like. That I don't see their number. They give me like an 888 number, and then they connect me.
Well, they do that on purpose. They do that on purpose.
Yeah, so I can't take the leap.
Exactly. They want it to come to them. So that's the point. Is they have the call come to them, and then they dispatch it out to 4 or 5 people. We don't do that.
Yeah.
The customer calls you directly. We don't want to interact with your customers. You're our customer, so our job is to take care of you, and then our customers have their own customers. So if they're calling us, it must be because you're doing something really bad. Otherwise, they're not calling us. You know, they must have had to have like gone to your website, seen that we built your site. You know, okay, let me call his Google partner. I've had it happen before. Yeah, but it was for an HVAC guy. He was doing some shady stuff, and he ended up getting busted.
No, yeah. I'm not shady.
I don't think so. I'm
helped
I'm
old lady across the road.
Balling. Okay, so I'm going to send you this invitation. Kyle said that we could do that today, the client interview. So I got it scheduled between 4 and 5 o'clock. I'm gonna send a text message over to you about 3 o'clock just to confirm if that's still a good time. Okay. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it.
All right.
All right. And then we're down to the last part of this. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199 for the Platinum minus the Facebook ads, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's going to be a Visa. Yeah, Visa.
All right. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay.
Because I can't get the business yet.
I know. I remember you just told me that, too. I don't know why I spaced out there.
It's okay. It's okay.
Is there any middle initial on the card?
Yeah, it's an A.
A, okay. And then is the billing address the same as the business street address that we're sending your PIN verification? Okay. What's the billing address for this card?
It's going to be 14650.
Okay.
Riviera Point Drive. R-I-V-E-R-A.
V-I-E-R-A, right? Riviera?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
R-I, yeah. All right.
V-I.
And then it's point.
Point drive. Yeah.
Yeah,
like
got points
with
an E.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah. And then it's Orlando.
Okay.
32828.
Okay, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, it's 4266.
4266.
8417.
8417.
1219.
1219.
9866.
9866. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
03/27,
and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
There's not. No, I'm just kidding. It's 184.
184. Okay. And then before I can authorize any transaction with your business, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification, and then we're good to go until this afternoon. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with, just feel free to stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Cal's Lawn Care Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Christopher Kalinowski. Owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Chris, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is April 19th of 2022. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $199. However, that's going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. I have included the .com for you at no extra charge. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. I've also removed the Facebook ads in order to get the pricing structure down. It says when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 19th day. It'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you're with us. It states that you can discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is that you contact us before the billing's due. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email and a welcome text message. I'm going to get this out to you here shortly. Let me go ahead and process. And then it'll come through automatically. It'll have an outline of the agreement in writing there in black and white. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to
authorize that you're a user on the billing of the account that you provided and assign your first and last name. Once you confirm signature on that terms and conditions, it's going to automatically navigate you to our account dashboard and tracking system that we were talking about earlier. Don't worry about it right now. At the end of your client interview this afternoon between 4 and 5, they're going to send you an email with the UN, the password, and the YouTube video that shows you how to use it. And then if you guys ever have any problems with that or questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to call in. I can walk you through it. It's pretty easy.
All right. Sounds good.
So that concludes our initial setup process. So thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you guys. A couple things to keep in mind. Obviously, the client interview, that PIN verification is a big one. And then sign off on those terms and conditions and have the missus or yourself send in any photos or logo you want for that site as soon as you can. But they'll pick up on a lot of that. Yeah, they'll pick up on a lot of that during the client interview, too. So you'll get a refresher here this afternoon.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you. If you need anything, just call in. I gave you my direct extension here, so you don't got to go through customer service every time. You just give me a ring. I'll get you taken care of.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Chris. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you.
You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.